I'm gonna be brief this evening because there's a bird outside that's interrupting me. Listen, so in the book of Jonah, it says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed to Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Sometimes, anybody listen to Dave Ramsey? Anybody? Okay, Brittany does, and she says, I listen to him because you listen to him. So Dave talks about something called stupid tax. Have you ever in your life paid stupid tax? Nobody? My goodness, let me tell you how much stupid tax I've paid. Okay? Sometimes we do things. Can I be real with you this evening? Sometimes we do things, and we end up paying the fare when God was going to give us something provided. He's our provider, amen? And sometimes we turn around and run in the opposite direction, and we end up paying. And that's exactly what Jonah did here, man. He pays. It says he pays the fare. And sometimes in our lives, we pay that stupid tax because we run when God's saying, hey, I've got a plan for you. Listen, I said it this morning multiple times, and I will say it every time I see you if I need to. God has a plan for your life. And it's not just something that God just threw out towards you, okay? It's something that he formulated for you, okay? And sometimes when we want to abandon that plan that God has for our lives, we end up paying the fare. And that's what Jonah did. And so we know what happens. Jonah goes down into the bottom of the boat. He takes a nap, and a mega storm rolls in. Jonah urges the sailors to toss him overboard. And being good sailors, they throw him overboard. A giant fish swallows him whole. And we pick up with Jonah. We're going to skip ahead, and we pick up for Jonah. He prays from inside the fish. He's delivered from the fish, and he's really excited. You know, God, thank you for delivering me from the fish. And he says, God, I'm going to do what you say. God, I'm going to follow your plan. And so he goes to the city, and he goes into the city, and the city's so big that it takes a whole day for him to walk into the middle of the city. He starts out on the outside of it. He walks for a full day, gets to the middle of the city. And he goes into the city, and he preaches a message. And it's the shortest sermon you've ever heard in your life. And he simply says, 40 more days, and Nineveh will be overthrown. He says, hey, guys, pay attention to me. In 40 days, your entire city, everything you know, is dead meat. It's over, gone, okay? And I think that Jonah, at this point, he still was struggling with faith. He still was having a faith issue. He was having an identity crisis where he didn't know who he was in God. Because when he preaches this message that God gives him, guess what happens? All these people start turning their lives around, which would be awesome. You know, a preacher, now you preach a message and everyone starts turning their lives around. Dude, that's awesome. That's exactly what you wanted to happen. But when Jonah does that, he preaches the message. People start turning their lives around. He kind of gets mad. And he's like, wait a minute. So he goes and he has trouble accepting his answer. And so that's what I want to talk to you really briefly about this evening, is accepting your answer. Throughout our lives, we face all kinds of trials, adversities, things. Sometimes they surprise us. Sometimes we see them coming. And throughout those situations, when we're on the bottom looking up, a lot of times we pray. And we say, God, bring deliverance to this situation. God, bring provision to this situation. Get me out of here. Finances, job situations, relationships, sicknesses. Maybe you've faced a heavy decision in your life. Whatever it is, you prayed and asked God for an answer. And a lot of people have their faith absolutely shaken when they perceive that God has not answered their prayer. Maybe they prayed for something huge and they don't see it ever begin to come together, and they think, man, God's ignoring me. And that messes up people so bad that they walk away from their faith entirely. They begin to place their faith in other things. And I think when we talked about the people that are classified as U5s, I think that's their biggest thing. That's the biggest problem they have, is they don't feel like God answers the right questions. And they struggle with that heavily. But one thing that the Bible says in 1 John 5:14 is that this is the confidence we have in approaching God. That if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Let me say it one more time. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. What if we're asking things that are in our will and not in the will of God? Do you think that could be an issue? He might not be buying what you're selling, you know? I like to think of that. There's a commercial, and this guy's trying to shoot his shot. This dude knocks down. He says, not today. You know what? And maybe that's a silly example, but sometimes that's God's answer to us. Sometimes we think that we have it all figured out, and we say, God, bless your son. Send me a fine. Some of y'all prayed that at youth camp. You said, Lord, if she's the right one, I know I met her this morning when we got here to youth camp. But if she's the right one, bless your son. And sometimes God has to say, hold on. Hold on, dude. Okay? And sometimes we struggle with those answers. We struggle when the answer is no. So I want you to think about times in your life when you've prayed, when you've sought, and maybe what you were looking for didn't come to fruition. Maybe what you were looking for just didn't happen. Is it possible that your answer was no? Is it possible that your answer was no? Acceptance is sometimes a really tough thing to grasp. It's a tough thing to do. It's hard to accept sometimes. We have a saying here in this country area of the world, it is what it is. You ever had anyone say that to you? You've probably said it yourself, it is what it is. And sometimes we're asking God for all these things, and they're in our will, they're in our plan, but they're not in His plan. And it's hard to accept that. It's hard. Sometimes my kids will ask me to do things. I say, Daddy, here's a great example. You guys remember we had a storm. It was called Hurricane Laura. You guys remember that? Well, we were at home, you know, kind of watching the storm go by. You know, the trees were blowing around. There's all this rain and thunder and lightning. The power went off. It didn't stay off very long. You know, y'all still please be praying for those people. That there are people still without power. Please be praying for those folks. But we are blessed enough that our power, it only went off for just a few minutes, and it came right back on. And I was just, you know, kind of sitting there, and I was reading, and Piper comes in. And she says, Daddy. I said, hey, girl. She climbed up in my lap and she says, can we go to the park? I said, you know it's a hurricane. She said, where? I said, out there. She said, well, when it's over, can we go to the park? And I was like, Piper, we can't go to the park today, girl. I'm sorry, we can't go to the park. And she was mad, Sue. She got mad at me. What do you mean we can't go to the park? It's a hurricane. Well, I want to go to the park. And you know what? Sometimes we do the same thing with God. We say, God, I want to do that thing. Or I want to be given that thing. Sometimes we want to be handed a whole tree, church. And God gives us a seed. Sometimes we want the short answer, but God needs us to go through the long answer. Sometimes we want it right now, but God needs us to grow in the direction, not just to go in the direction. Let me say this again. Y'all hear me on this. Sometimes God doesn't need you to go in a certain direction. He needs you to grow in a certain direction. And sometimes that is the hardest thing to do. I tried to garden this year. I'm horrible at it. And I had some squash plants. Two of them died. They got some kind of fungus or something in them. And so I thought, man, I wonder if there's anything else that I can plant kind of late in the season. Maybe I can plant something that I can get a little bit of harvest off of. And so I went on the magical thing called Google. And Google told me that I could plant some green beans and that they would come up. I wouldn't have a bumper crop, but I would have some green beans, okay? And so I went out there and I planted my green beans and I watered them. And I was, you know, whatever. And I quit paying attention to them. And all of a sudden I went back out. A few weeks later, and I had all these little bean plants. And I thought, cool, dude, look at all these little cute little baby stalks. And right then and there, I should have put some stakes down. I should have put some poles in the soil, but I didn't do it. You know what happened, Sue? I went out, and I looked at my bean plants, and it's just like this big ball of plant. And I'm like, whoa, it's a bean plant afro. And and they're not growing correctly, and they're choking each other out, and they're all tangled up. And do you know why? Because I didn't put those guides in there. Listen, as we grow, God can be our guide, you know? And He needs us to grow. He might need us to grow in a certain direction. And so we got to be really, we got to work hard to accept our answer sometimes, even when that answer is no. And how could you do that? How can you accept your answer if the answer is no? And you know what? Maybe this, listen, this has got heavy implications. Accepting the answer of no has got some heavy implications. What if you're praying for healing and the answer is no? That's heavy. That's heavy. That's a matter of life and death. And God can answer no on that. You know? We pray and we believe in healing. Listen, but sometimes the answer is no, even on that. Church, how many times have we prayed for someone? Have we prayed for healing and God still took them? How many times? And you know what? That has shaken a lot of people. That has uprooted a lot of Christians because they believe, God, you're a healer. And God is a healer. But you know what? Sometimes healing doesn't take place on this side of eternity. Listen, when we give our spirit to Christ, when we say, Jesus, I'm with you, and we live our life reflective of His holiness, and we depart from this life, we're with Him. And there is no greater healing than that. But sometimes, even though we pray hard, and we say, God, heal them, and we anoint them with oil, and we cry tears, sometimes the answer is still no. And that's really hard. So how can we accept an answer of no, even when that's the situation? Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. So I want you to remember that when you pray and you go through life, sometimes the answer may be no, but that's okay because it's God's answer and it's God's direction. We've got to have faith. This morning we talked about two things that Christ followers do or do not do. Number one is they do not operate in a spirit of fear. We do not operate in a spirit of fear. We are courageous and hopeful because we know that Jesus has us. And the second thing is that we have faith that is big and audacious. It's offensive to the enemy, offensive to Satan, because we can throw that in his face. I've got faith and you can't break me. So I want you to remember that as you go through your life, as you pray, and please be praying. You know what? This church has impressed me so much over the past few weeks with the ability to pray. You know what? That is a big deal. And there are churches that don't pray. There are churches where everyone goes in, they listen to a fun message, they watch some videos, they throw a coin in the bucket, and then they leave. But they don't get on their knees, broken before God, and pray and believe. And this church does that. And I'm so proud. I'm so proud. The Community Church North Webster is a believing and a praying church. So stay in the Word. Stay in communication. Don't call God up, say Jesus on the main line, and then hang up in his face. Don't do that. Don't do that. Even when in our communication the answer is no, or the answer is asking you to do something. You know what? Sometimes that's what we get stuck on. God wants us to do something. And we're saying, well, we got God. Can't you just do it? You're like, you know, you're God and everything. You made the universe. And we get stuck. Don't do that. Don't end that conversation. Keep pressing on. Keep pressing forward. Like I said, again, and I'll say it again and again and again, God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for your family. Keep praying. When God gives you an answer, be thankful, even if it's hard to accept. Even if it's tough, grow in your faith. Amen. Stand with me this evening. I want to pray together about accepting our answer before we get ready to leave this place. And all around this room, I want to start doing something. When we pray, when we get ready to dismiss, I want you to feel free to raise your hands, to close your eyes, and really pray in that Pentecostal way. Hey, we're a Pentecostal church. We believe in the outpouring of the Spirit in this house. God, I pray right now for my friends and my family. God, that we would have huge faith. God, that even when our answer is hard to accept from you, we still accept it, God. Even when we may not be able to see the outcome because it's something that maybe is not in our will, but is in your will, we can accept your answer. God, give us strength. Give us hope in our lives. God, I just pray for each and every family represented here this evening. God, that you would pour out blessing on them, blessing in health, God, blessing in home. Be with them. God, I just lift up my family and my friends right now. God, they matter to you. Thank you, Jesus, for fighting for us, even when we were in hopeless places. Go with us. Holy Spirit, surround us. Go in front of us, behind us, beside us, all around us. And we will continue to worship and to serve you in the name of Jesus. We all say together, amen. Community Church North Webster /Elevate Family, we love you. And make sure to come and hang out with us this Wednesday evening. We'll have a good time together. Workday, Saturday, 7 a.m. Don't ask me to help you with anything because I will mess it up. So anyway, go in peace this evening.